It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 29th, 1982, Tokyo, Japan, Fujitsu announces the development of a 100 nanosecond 64 kilobit DRAM chip that were 15% smaller than current 64 kilobit chips. 1985, Bill Gates of Microsoft sends John Sculley of Apple a memo suggesting the licensing of the Mac OS and prospective companies who might create those Mac clones. 1993, a federal courts jury in San Francisco decides Atari Games infringed on a Nintendo patent for the security system in the Nintendo Entertainment System. Atari Games immediately announces that it will appeal the decision. 1996, Microsoft releases Windows NT 4.0 to manufacturing. And Prodigy Services announces it's going to be renamed. And Prodigy Services is renamed after being formally taken over by investor group led by Greg Carr. Paul Delancey is named Chief Executive Officer of Prodigy, Prodigy Incorporated, who was the former Prodigy president. Ed Bennett becomes the chairman of the new firm. It's known as Prodigy Ventures Incorporated. Over in 1997, Yahoo announced its first stock split. It was a 3-for-2 common stock split. 1998, two Cloverdale, California boys pled guilty to charges that they hacked into a government and military computer to extract unauthorized passwords and other information. Also in 1998, a United States federal judge orders Microsoft to hand over the source code for Windows 95 and other operating systems related to a pending lawsuit filed by Caldera. And in 1999, Ideal Lab announces plans to ship an additional 20,000 free personal computers to qualified applicants. Bill Gross attributes that overwhelming response to previous recipients and the initial feedback from the advertisers for the decision to expand the base. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site. I back up on-site in my house in many ways. But if fire, flood, theft, or other natural disasters happen, you know, tornado season is coming up, my Carbonite backup will save me from losing it all. Photos, documents, my life. Best part is I can access my backup files from another computer when I log into the Carbonite service. Even those vacation photos right to my phone using the Carbonite mobile app. Save yourself from total loss. Get a 15-day free trial over at geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Or if you are a small business, save your business data for under $300 a year by going to geekazine.com/carbonite. That's geekazine.com/carbonite. Back up now before it's too late. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2002, version 3.05 of the OCaml programming language is released. 2003, version 2.3 of the Python programming language is released. Also, version 2.0 of the Apple public source license is released. It's the open source and free software license under which Apple's Darwin operating system was released. 2005, Webcomics Nation, a webcomic hosting and automation services for online cartoonists, is launched. It's an ad-supported site for cartoonists, offering cartoonists unlimited web space for $7 a month. 2008, Sirius and XM close the merger and become one company. Also in 2008, Scrabulous disappears from Facebook after Hasbro suit. In the same day, that newly created Scrabble Facebook app by Hasbro crashed. Microsoft launched the Mojave Experiment, which is a series of commercials that try to promote the Microsoft Vista by doing a blind taste test of sorts. T. Boone Pickens chooses to relinquish all of his Yahoo stock. He didn't say why. Also in 2008, a 5.4 magnitude earthquake strikes California. The phones go down, but Twitter doesn't. Might be another reason why they got nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And Amazon launches Checkout and Amazon Simple Pay to compete with Google Checkout and eBay's PayPal. And in 2009, AOL appoints Stephen Panier as president of Bebo. Clothing store The Gap moved from Windows and Linux systems to Red Hat systems, making them a one computer shop. And Yahoo sells the search assets. And Yahoo sells all of its search assets to Microsoft in a 10-year deal. Microsoft would power the search engine for Yahoo, while Yahoo will become the worldwide sales force for premium search advertisers. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.